Happy Sabbath, everyone. It's good to see you. It's good to be with you. Let me say it's good to be back home here at Message of Hope. I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. You can keep playing. Keep playing for a second for me, brother. I'm going to ask if you are willing to and able to, if you all would move forward and move closer to me. I say this joke in my church. I said, I don't bite on Sabbath, so you don't have to worry about it. But I want to feel you close to me and hear you and look at your wonderful faces. If you don't mind, if you're not afraid, come closer to me. We don't have to sit so far away. It is good to see you, my friends and family. It's good to see the Pottingers here. Close friends. And while you guys are moving, I want to say it's good to see Tracy. It's good to see Kevin. It's good to see Sister Sterling. It's good to see all of you. And this is the place, actually, I'm going to say was training ground for me. I had no idea that he would put me into full-time ministry. And he was preparing me from long time. I had no idea. We'd have meetings, we'd have board meetings, and I'd sit there and be like, ah. But God was saying, I'm preparing you. And I will ask you this question today. Do you know that God is preparing you? There is ministry still to be done. God is still on the throne. And the idea is that God stands with you. Today, I want you to understand, if you leave here today, I want you to know something, to have something stay in your heart, and that is that God stands with you. And if God stands with you, there is nothing to be fearful of. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But the truth is that you get that strength because you realize that there is someone standing with you. And today we will talk about that. The song says, here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. If you know that, sing with me. You're all together. All together worthy, all together therefore to me. So here I am, here I am to, yeah, here I am to bow down. You're my, you're all together, together. Sing to your God. Hey, all together, worthy, all together, wonderful to me. And the song says, I'll never, listen. And I'll never know how much it costs to smile upon that. Say to your Savior, I'll never know how much it costs to see. So here I am, here Heavenly Father, I'm able to stand here today. We're able to be here today because you stand with us. Holy Father, I have never preached a sermon, but only because of your grace and your mercy that the words have penetrated hearts and minds. So today, revive me and revive us. Speak to your children. Hide me behind your cross that they may see you and not me today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to ask that at the end, if you will come back up, we'll do that song one more time. Amen. The idea is that God stands with us. Praise the Lord. Hopefully my clicker works. I bought this one here, and I remembered to bring my clicker, but not my glasses, so pray for this. So I'll click it. I don't know if, let's see, oh no, it's not on. There we go. All right. I always do that. Let's see. Should I point it here? All right. God stands with us even when we can't see. Do you see that today, this morning? God stands with us even when we can't see. Can you repeat that with me? God stands with us even when we can't see. Even if you forget to bring your glasses, God stands with you. Listen, I need you to understand and recognize that God stands with you in the middle of your mess. God stands with you when you feel strong. And God stands with you when you have no energy to stand. And it's a lonely thing to feel or that you are standing by yourself. I don't know if you've ever stood by yourself. You stood on principle, but you stood by yourself. It feels very lonely to stand by yourself. In fact, Brother Jamie, I remember being in high school. And when I was in high school in a private academy, we snuck into the girls' dorms. Little ones, cover your ears. And so we snuck in the girls' dorm. And when we snuck in the girls' dorm, we got caught. And so they knew we were coming. They told everybody. They were excited, I guess. And we got caught in the girls' dorm. And when we got caught, all of my brothers, my friends, they hid into the closets. And this poor brother was standing by himself. I'm telling you, it's hard to stand alone. And so I'm standing alone, and I said, you know what? I'm not going to go down by myself. So I went to the closets. I went under the, come on out, guys. We are caught. So come on. It's tough to stand by yourself, but I'm here to tell you that God stands with you. And I want to leave you with 4 points today to let you know, to remind you that God is standing with you. I want to say that again. God stands with you even when you cannot see. Can you read that? Can you read that one more time with me, guys, as I try? Okay. Sorry about that. Man. Here we go. Even when you can't see. If you have your Bible, say amen. I'm going to read some short scripture and move on. Second Kings 5:17. I have it on the screen. If you do not have your Bible, you can read it here. I am not Rupert. I don't know where the brother went. All right. That's okay. I don't know if it's this clicker. The last few times I've been using this clicker, the same thing happens. I don't know. Here we go. There we go. 2 Kings 6:17 says, and you can read it with me, and Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of all round about Elisha. I'm going to pray again. Holy Spirit, be with me. Guide my thoughts, guide my mind. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God stands with you. And so I want to set the scene. Elisha is here with his servant. And Elijah is here with his servant on this mountain of Dothan. And biblical scholars suggest that as they are in this mountain, as they get to this mountain, they are surrounded by horses and chariots. You see, Elisha had just gotten in trouble because he told the secrets that were in the bedchambers of the king. And so the king was so upset that he wanted to come after Elisha. And so as he goes after Elisha, he finds Elisha on this mountain and he surrounds him. The biblical scholars suggest that there's only one way in and one way out of this mountain. And so as they are surrounded, his manservant looks around and he says, listen, how are we going to get out of this mess? Saints of God, have you ever been surrounded? Have you ever felt as if there was only one way out and you cannot see your way out? Today, God says, I'm standing with you, even when you cannot see. And so Elisha prays this deep prayer, this prayer that I believe shakes heaven. But as he begins to pray, Sister Sterling, he prays that, listen, not for me because I believe, but I want you to understand, I need my manservant to see and understand that you have never left us. And the manservant opens his eyes and he sees fire of chariots standing all around Elisha and him. Do you realize that God stands with you? Even when you cannot see, even when you don't understand. In fact, this week alone, this is not on the sermon, this is free, Jamie. This week, I got home, and my wife's going to kill me for sharing it, but I got home, and she goes through the mail. Anybody throw away mail? I got a lot of mail in my, and I'm just throwing it away. I've never opened it. And I end up opening this mail, and there's a letter from a company I've been paying for like 15 years. I've been paying this company for 15 years, brother. And when I open the mail, they say, listen, we don't understand. We've been sending you checks. This has got to be a lie. So I pick up the phone, and I begin to call. God stands with you even when you cannot see. And I called the company. I said, listen, I think this is a mistake. There's a check that you have for me, and it's a lot of money on here. And the young lady said, no, this is your check. So then I begin to give my information. And as I give my information, the lady says, not only this check, but we sent you a check last year you didn't open. Would you like me to send that too? See, God stands with you. I won't tell you how much we needed it. I'll only say that God wants to bless you. And not only does he want to bless you, he wants to give you overflow. Somebody say amen. When you feel like you cannot make it, you cry on God, out to God, and he will bless you. And not only will he bless you, there's overflow when you believe. All I needed to do was open my mouth. All you need to do is open your eyes. Because he's always around you. He's never left you. But he's waiting for you to open your eyes. Do you believe that God stands with you, even when you cannot see? The Bible says this. God stands between you and your enemies. Can you say that with me? God stands you and your enemies. Here's what the word says. Exodus 14, 19 through 20 says, and the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. Verse 20, and it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and darkness to them. But it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. You know the story. Here it is. The Israelites have just left Egypt, and they're leaving on a wing and a prayer. God has already delivered them, and so as they march towards the promised land, trouble is on the way. The Egyptians come behind them and push them towards the water. And as they are there in front of the water, they hear the Egyptian camp rumbling after them. But God had always been with them, as you know. You see, there was a cloud that hovered over them all the time. He never left. But it's funny when you call on God what he tends to do. In fact, it's amazing when you call on God what he does. And so this mighty cloud moves from the sky and positions itself in between them and their enemies. Do you understand that God stands with you? And when he stands with you, he says, when those people try to come against you, when there's someone who wants to destroy you, I'll stand in between and I'll protect you and I won't let you down. You see, it's the same cloud that stands with them, that gives them cool in the middle of the day. It's the same cloud that stands with them in the middle of the night that warms them up. And it stands in between them and their enemies. Do you realize that while you are going through, when someone is pushing you, God stands between you and your enemies? Oh, somebody understands. Somebody hears me today. God stands with you. God will stand with you when you're persecuted for his name's sake. Somebody needs to hear that. God will stand with you when you're persecuted for his name's sake. Let's go to the Bible. Here's what it says. And I'm sorry I'm going so close. I just can't read. Acts 7:55 says, but he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Stephen begins to preach, and as he begins to preach, he's inspired by the Holy Ghost, and he begins to prophesy about what is to come. And not only is he prophesying about what is to come, he begins to tell the nation the things that they've done to hurt God. And as he begins to do that, angry people get upset, and they begin to stone, or they want to grab stones, and they want to stone Stephen. But just before Stephen is stoned, he's laying there. God gives him a vision. And in the middle of that vision, he sees God. And not only does he see God, the Bible has no other account where Jesus is standing by the right hand of the Father. Not only is Jesus affirming the fact that he is preaching the gospel, but he does something else. He stands. He stands as if to say, you go, boy. I'm so proud of you. Thank you for ministering for me. Do you understand? When you're willing to share God's word, God will stand with you. Our issue is that we're afraid to tell people when things are wrong. We're afraid to stand up for God. We're afraid to say, you know what? I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. I really don't do that. We're afraid to say what truth is. And God says, if you're willing to stand for me, I'll stand up for you. And it may not seem like it's going to work every single time, but I'll stand with you. Even if you have to die, I'll stand with you. The problem is, are we willing to die for what we believe? Understanding that this place is not our home. Do we understand that we are going to be persecuted? What are you talking about? Physically, mentally. But God says, I'll stand with you. We see these examples in the Bible. God will stand with you. As we continue, Jesus will stand up in the middle of your storm. Can you say that with me? Jesus will stand up in the middle of your storm. The Bible says this in Matthew. Matthew 8:26 says, and he said unto them, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. These are stories that you know. I just want to point to you that God stands with you. The disciples are in the middle of the boat. And as they are sitting there, a great storm comes upon the sea. And as this great storm comes upon the sea, these are experienced fishermen. You see, the Bible historian said that this was torrential-like winds over 100 miles an hour, and they begin to be afraid. I need you to understand that they're experienced in storms, but this was no ordinary storm. And so these experienced fishermen are now afraid, and as they're laying in the boat or sitting in the boat, they can't understand why the master is sleeping. But Jesus is sleeping because he knew who his Father was. I want you to understand that you can be calm in the middle of your storm if you know who your Savior is, Tracy. You can sleep and rest in Jesus because you understand that although the storm is around you brewing, there's a God who takes care of you. And so the disciples begin to cry out, Master, carest not that we perish. And all of a sudden, Jesus stands up in this 100 plus a mile an hour wind. Jesus stands up. Do you understand that that he wants to stand up in the middle of your storm. And not only does he want to stand up, Sister Sterling, he wants to declare, peace, be still. February. At the end of February, I lost my mom. And I didn't lose my mom just ordinary. I'm preparing to preach. We're planning this huge program. And in the middle of me planning this program, I get a phone call on Friday night. And I knew something was wrong because my wife came walking over to me very slowly. And as she comes walking over to me very slowly, I knew that something happened with my mom. And so she comes to me. She sits down. She says, your brother wants to call you. He wants to talk to you. And my brother says, listen, mommy is completely brain dead. We have her on life support. We're holding her on life support until you get here. I got to hop on a plane and leave church and head to say goodbye to my mother. And everything in your mind begins to replay. Did I tell her I love her? Did I call her enough? I'm in the middle of a storm, God. I need you to stand up. And I get to that hospital room, and I know that she's already gone, but I will tell you that there was no sadness. I was at peace because I knew that God stands with me. And before I walked in the room, I said, Lord, I cannot say goodbye to my mother. I can't do it. I need you to stand with me today. And I was able to walk in that room, and I kissed my mother. And after I kissed my mother, they took her off life support. Within a few minutes, she had passed away. You see, my mom had been suffering for the last year and a half. And I could know that God was standing with me because he allowed her to get some rest. And I believe that one day I'll see her again. Do you realize that even in your darkness, even in your pain, even when it hurts so bad, that God is standing with you? You see, standing up in the middle of a storm doesn't mean that I rescue you from the storm. It means that while the storm is going on, Tracy, I'll give you peace. That even when you cannot feel me, I am there. God will stand with you in the middle of a storm. God stands with his children. Can you say that with me? God stands with his children. I ask myself, why, Lord, do you stand with us? What is it about us that you want us to know and understand that you're willing to stand with us? The Desire of Ages, chapter 78, Calvary says this, that in that thick darkness, God's presence was hidden. He makes darkness his pavilion and conceals his glory from human eyes. God and his holy angels were beside the cross. The Father was with his Son. Do you understand that as Jesus goes to Calvary, as he lays his hands, or his hands are laid on the cross, and he's about to hang his head and give it up, he's worried because he cannot feel his Father. And while he cannot feel his Father, the Desire of Ages says that there was a dark cloud that hovered over the cross. And as that dark cloud hovered over the cross, the earth began to shake. And it was none other than God the Father. You see, God the Father could not leave his Son by himself. And so that he does not kill mankind, he wraps himself in darkness to save humanity. And as he wraps himself in darkness, he sits at the bottom of the cross because he cannot leave his Son. God says, if I can't leave my Son, then what makes you think that I will leave you? God will stand with you. You see, there is all about his character is standing. In fact, in Revelation, we learn this. Revelation 15:2 says that I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who had the victory over the beast, over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass. Oh, I don't think you got that message of hope. I'm going to read it again. Over his image, over his mark, over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, when we get to heaven, my friends, we're going to stand on the sea of glass. And as we stand, God says, even in that moment, I'm going to stand with you, even in heaven. And here are the words to that song. It's so great. I want to read them to you really quickly. It says, great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways. This is what we're going to sing. O King of the saints, who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy, for all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested. Not only does he stand with you on earth, we, saints of God, are going to stand together with God on that sea of glass. Oh, I want to be there. I don't know if you want to go, but I want to be there. And we won't think about all the horrible things that we went through on this earth. For God says, I'm going to stand with you in heaven. I've been standing with you from the beginning. I'll always stand with you. The fact is, I need you to understand that I will never leave you. And I'm standing with you right now. I want to ask you to do something with me as we close. I want you to stand with me right now. And if you are not with your families, I want you to go by your families. If you don't have a family here, you can come up front and stand with me. You see, I want to stand in solidarity saying that I believe that no matter what I go through, my Savior stands with me. And I'll stand with God. I'll stand and declare that I will follow him all the way just because he's worthy, just because he's willing to stand with me no matter what. You see, God has stood with you when you were at your worst. It was God standing with you when you weren't willing to serve him. It was God standing with you when you committed the sin that you don't want to talk about. And is God still standing with you when you praise and give him glory? God says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I just need you to stand with me. I don't know where the musician is. Oh, man. But if he could keep playing, I told him not to leave, but he's not standing with me. As you stand with your family, I want you to declare something today. Men of the families and women of the families, would you declare this, that you will stand with your family though the heavens and the earth may fall? Brother Jamie, that you will stand with your family and that you will pledge to pull them through. Same song we did earlier, that you will give your life to make sure that your family makes it in the kingdom. I want all the men to declare that. I'm not going to let my family fall. I'm standing to declare that we will make it in. You see, it makes no sense to come here every week and go to church every week, and there's no plan to make it in. You see, all of this stuff is going to burn. We see it every day. And as the world begins to cave, as we can't understand things that are happening around us, God says, I'm still here. Even when you can't see me, I'm still here. I'm just standing with you. The women of the family, I want you to join with your husbands to say, I will do whatever it takes to make sure that my family makes it in, that my children make it in. And even if I gotta pull them through, like the angel tried to pull Lot's wife, if I gotta pull them through, my family will make it in. My children will make it in because God stands with us. Song says, I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon that. Sing, I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon that. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're all together. All together worthy, all together wonderful to me. Heavenly Father, the message is simple, Lord. It's not meant to be complex. But just a reminder, Lord, that no matter what we're going through, you're standing with us. You've proven that in the Bible, and how much more do you want to prove that to us here on earth? As we live in these times, Lord, we recognize that just looking at the Bible themes, that when things got rough, you showed up even more. Are you waiting on us to do is to stand with you? For Lord, you became joint heirs with us, and so I'm pleading that you, that we would accept you today. That we would become one with you, recognizing that you are standing with us in the need of our prayers. Lord, I thank you for a message of hope, Lord, as my family learned how to stand with you here. That this church would continue to stand even though the earth may fall, Lord, that this church still remains to stand in you. Help the men and the women of this church, of everyone under the sound of my voice, to declare that they are going to stand with you always. Bless us and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Again, here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're all together. Good. All together worthy. All together love me. God bless you.